Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Rogue Rebels podcast. I am Sal, I am your host, I'm here with Axel.
It was at that moment when Luke Skywalker faced down Sephiroth and saved the children of Termina.
Did they have geostigma? I guess that's all he had prepared. And Lizzie?
Yes. Hi.
You don't have a great, like, fanfic speech to be like, and then, I don't know, Sabine Wren and...
Tail.
No.
Drew a picture.
I get prepared for what I think is going to happen, and then people go off track of what I thought in my head, and it freaks me out.
Yeah, no, like, you gotta be, like, quick on your feet, Lizzie. This is like martial arts reactions. You can't, like, anticipate.
I was in my microeconomics class, and I was like, man, I haven't, like, been participating. Like, I know all this, but I haven't been, I need to raise my hand more. And so the professor was like, okay, so what's a staple crop? Can anyone give me an example? And I was like, I know this one. And I was like, corn. He was like, awesome. Where? And I was like,
in the ground.
South America? He was like, very good. Why do you know this? And I was like, what do you mean? people that go off
school
track make me nervous.
Yeah.
Scared.
Well, that seems like a good thing. It seems like that teacher is training your reactions.
Yeah.
So that's positive. You got to be quick on your feet. You can't just counter with pre-registered answers.
Anyway, how are you doing on this fine day?
Yeah, it is my day off. I am home and I just got a new mic stand, so this like setup is a little bit better. So like now we have two mic stands for the two mics, which we've always had two mics, but we've always kind of had to like jury-rig them to work. So I'm trying to make I used my Amazon gift card to procure a new mic stand. So now we have two mics and mic stands, which will make this a lot less prone to accidents and falling down and stuff like that. So far, so good. Echo is here.
Echo is there.
Echo's chilling. Business, check us out at theroguerebels.com. I am catching up on my comic book favorite moments, which I like to do. So, like, I just, like, for anybody that's into comics, when I do comic, like, I don't do comic reviews because comic stories are usually so short and interesting and it's so much more of a visual medium that I don't feel like I can kind of do it justice as well. So usually what I end up doing for comic books is I just hit you with favorite moments, which also sometimes is spoilery, but it's just super fun. So I'll just be like, hey, my favorite moment is this part where, like, Dr. Aphra did this thing and it's hilarious. And it'll be, like, a little part of that comic. So if you guys are interested, there's a lot of that happening right now because Crimson Rain is bananas, and everything is happening to everybody. So it's like Dr. Aphra, I just did the Dr. Vader. I just did Darth Vader. and there's like really cool things happening in comics like Holdo and Crimson Dawn and Kira and Ochi of Bestoon still makes me laugh. In fact, I think I posted that one on Instagram because that was just too funny. They're Crimson Dawn operatives like across the galaxy that Kira has like activated now to spy for everybody. So now the Empire is like trying to find all the spies and kill them. So like Vader and Ochi walks in the room and Ochi has the list and he's like, that guy right there, you know, and this guy with the funny hat. And it's like all the Emperor's like weird, like crazy advisor looking guys, like from Return of the Jedi with the weird hats.
Yes.
I don't like this. And the one guy's like, what? What do you mean? And he's like, nah, you're right. They're all funny. And then Vader kills them. Get it? Yeah, so that's what's happening over at TheRogueRebels.com right now. Go like our Facebook page. We are on Instagram, TikTok, and Hive at TheRogueRebels. Hive, bring back those polls. I have important research to do. And we're on Twitter at RogueRebelsFam, which continues to plod along in madness. How's Star Wars Geek Girl?
Star Wars Geek Girl is doing good. It seems like Sundays is like everyone's, you know, day off. So I will be podcasting today about more Bad Batch. That would be cool. Double podcasts in one day. And I will be doing homework too. That's it.
All right, fair. Not podcast related, but fine. I mean, you should put that on Star Wars Geek Girl. StarWarsGeekGirl.com. Lizzie's homework.
It's not very interesting homework. It's about personal finance.
Oh, you're just like, so, corn, South America.
That's microeconomics. All of my classes this semester is like very like talking about society. and it's really funny because I'm in modern world history. Then we just talk about society and how it like destroyed today's world. And then microeconomics is also like society based and what people demand things. And but like we don't have enough resources to support those demands. And strategic management and making sure that you're a good manager for your people and society.
I found a podcast I was listening to, and it was like talking about, like, it's like historical kind of, and there's one that they were talking about like this Cambodian king in the 40s. Mm-hmm. And like they introduced like modern fertilizer to the country, and so the like farmers yielded like double crops, and it was like, oh my god, like we're gonna be such a rich country or whatever, right? And so the next year he went back and they had only grown half the crops. Ooh. Because they were like, oh, like this is the same, we're still producing the same, like we realized we could do half the work. They basically, his people were the smartest people ever. And we're like, yeah, no, we're still going to give you the same amount, you know, but we just worked a lot less. It was awesome. This year was badass. I finally finished that boat in my garage. Me and my son got to take that like camping trip we always wanted to do. I don't know what Cambodians do with their free time, but they got double free time that year and the king wasn't happy. But the people were very happy. And I was like, oh,
how dare the people
like
be happy.
So they are the smartest people in the world. Like the opposite of America, who's like, what, we can get double the profits? Yeah. Like, and those people were like, oh, okay, so like we can earn our living and live our life and with half the free time. Sweet. I'm gonna get really good at Fortnite. So I thought that
and
was
I have hilarious. A hobby.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. I have always wanted to paint. Let's see. All right, I guess let's get to the episode. Oh, I just punched Echo. He's walking. Sir, that was my hand. Okay.
I got Nintendogs, but for my 3DS.
Oh, I was like, they still make that?
A friend found it at a store for $3, and it was Chihuahua Nintendogs.
Can't beat that, I guess.
So it was, and it's for the DS, but it works on my 3DS. Mm-hmm. And I just, it's just, not just Chihuahuas, but I guess each one they make is like a certain dog breed.
Right. I slightly remember them.
Like the one that I had was just the generic one, which is fine. I liked it. I had a Shiba. But this one is Chihuahuas. So I just have one that looks like Echo. Yeah. But I named it Bingo. So, yeah.
Great. Nintendogs. What have I been playing? I didn't touch Far Cry 6 this week, I don't think. We didn't get to watch anything. I've been working a bunch, but I played a little bit of Fortnite. And I got a Battle Royale. No, Victory Royale, and I was happy.
Nice.
And then I like went on Struthers was streaming, cuz like he streams with his kid and they like team up and play Fortnite together. Mm. And then like, but he doesn't like the hammers.
What?
So we were like, what? Why are you all whack? And he was like, well, whatever. Like, and his kids were all talking about the hammers are cool. And then he's like, I guess you can go, you know, Stella, you can go hang out with Sal and do karate in the garage at the next celebration. like, you know, I guess like everybody doesn't like me or whatever. But I was like, hammers are useful. Mm-hmm. And smashy smashy.
Especially when people run away.
Or build. Mm-hmm. I start using them when people start building walls. I just like hammer like, down their place.
I feel like for the No Builders Guild, I feel like that's like the perfect weapon for them. To destroy like all of the people who build.
Well, I like that, and I like the fireflies. Mm-hmm. Those help a lot,
or too. Or just bombs in general.
Yeah. Yeah, but I guess I don't use the... I use the fireflies a lot, because it burns down their place right away. And then I also, sometimes I'll grab a... when I don't have anything better, I'll get that exploding gun that shoots the sword that blows up, the Excalibur rifle or whatever it is. Because that can sometimes, like, in lieu of a hammer or fireflies, that can also blow a hole in their buildings and help. Yeah. So, yeah.
I never know how to aim that at a person, though.
I mean, I literally killed a guy last night with it, but I, like, it was all I had. So it's, like, terrible when that's, because it's, like, normally you just shoot the person. But that one, I'm, like, shooting 10 yards ahead, so it blows up by the time he runs to it, you know?
Yeah.
So I was, like, trying to math that out. But it worked.
You and you have to do math in Fortnite.
Well, you physics, I don't know how you want to call it. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
anyway,
good times.
This is a podcast about Bad Batch.
That's right. Why are there no Bad Batch skins in Fortnite? That seems like a no-brainer.
There should be a lot more animated like characters in Fortnite, but maybe it's just because they're not popular.
Well, they I guess they didn't do any Andor people either.
Mm. But well, it also, I'm sure maybe it also takes a while for them to do it. I mean, they just released, like, a Princess Leia skin, you know?
Yeah, but I think they always release when it's connected to something. Like, when Mando came out, they released, like, a Mando one. When Boba came out, they had Boba ones. So I think maybe they just didn't care about Andor or Bad Batch. You know?
Yeah,
like, when Rise of Skywalker came out, they had the Rise of Skywalker ones. And they just came out with Luke and Leia just because they were like, well, we probably still have the license. We should just make a couple, like, because no movie came out, probably. Mm-hmm. What movie's coming out this year? There's not one. Let's do Luke and Leia. That Bausch outfit is cool. It is.
Yeah. Echo is crying in protest of more animations.
He's like, where's Andor? Where's Bix? Where's my Luthen skin?
I think it's funny because I get, like, if I'm on YouTube or something, I will get advertisements for, like, Andor still. And it's not like a like a trailer or like anything. It's like full on scenes. And I like kinda like how when we went to go see Rogue One, they just put a whole scene with Andor and Luthen. Mm-hmm. It was that, but it was like with Bix. It was kind of
interesting.
But then
I think it's like award seasons too. So and they actually got nominated for awards this year. Star Wars usually doesn't win anything. Sometimes they'll get like best music or best like makeup effects or something like that. But like they usually don't win, they never win like best movies, best directors, best scripts. And I think like this time like Diego Luna is up for like best actor like and stuff like that. So I don't know. I wonder if that has anything to do with like people all of a sudden being like, check out Andor, everybody's talking about it or whatever. Because they're trying to get more votes. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I don't either.
Anyway, Bad Batch. That's what we're here to talk about. Bad Batch.
Yes.
They're back, and they're bad, and they're batchy. Nope. the episode is called Faster.
It's a very simple episode. Or not episode. Episode name title.
Very simple name title that I was like, what could this possibly mean? And then I watched the episode, and I'm like, oh, that makes perfect sense.
I
understand.
That was, like, a good episode. It didn't... From what I remember, it didn't really have much to do with, like, the plot. It was just kind of, like, not, I don't want to say a filler episode because that sounds, like, bad, but, like, it was a nice episode. It was good.
I mean, it was a nice, fun episode that didn't seem to be, you know, it didn't seem to be connected to this bigger questions. And, you know, like, right now, the Bad Batch is, like, Echo's, like, we should do more. And Hunter's, like, we got to protect Omega. So this one just seemed like, hey, I need you guys for a mission. Okay. Let's do the mission. So it was like a little more fun, I guess. I don't know what to call it, but
yeah, I liked it so far. It's my favorite episode. I just really like it. I think it's neat. Mm-hmm. Very like Mario Kart.
I said F-Zero, but same thing.
What's that?
It looks more like that. Very episode one, actually.
I mean, yeah, it was pretty much like, you know, pod racing, but they called it something else.
Oh, I took a picture of it. We'll see it in a minute.
They called it something else.
No, I didn't.
Then... Liar. okay. but they called it something else, and I just think it was, I don't know. I think it's also because, like, my favorite character is Tech, and it was very, like, the last few moments was, like, very Tech episode. I thought it was
Tech's getting
cool.
A lot more, like, cool moments this season. Mm-hmm. Like, in the last season, he was usually flying around in the thing. Like, okay, I'll come pick you guys up. And would, like, say a funny thing every now and then. But so far, like, he broke his leg, he helped her, he fixed the guy's thing, he learned about history. He over here, he's learning, you know, he was a big part of the episode. So yeah. He's getting a lot of good moments.
I like it. I like the Tech appreciation that we're getting.
Also, it looks like he's wearing blue jeans these days. Weird.
Blue jeans.
Hey, did you notice? He's like, he changed, his pants are blue now.
Can't see them. There are no pictures in here of him.
Oh. But like,
he's the main star and there's like one photo of him.
Interesting. I mean, no, there isn't. So like they're playing like, it's what's his name? Wrecker and Omega are still playing Holo Chess. And she's like, you owe me two things of Mantel Mix, because she keeps beating him. Mm-hmm. And then I think Sid is like, hey, you know, they're out there doing the mission, so I need you guys to come with me. I need some muscle on the blah, blah, blah. And it's called Riot Racing. So they go to the Riot Races on whatever planet that is. And it looks very, like, pod racy. It's all the people cheering. But it also is reminding me a little bit like Resistance, too, remember?
Yeah.
Like, the people were up on the platforms watching the things. Watching the race.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to get there, but I think it's interesting because this one is, like, they can use a bunch of weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they're encouraged to pretty much kill each other to win.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know. I thought that was really cool, but then, like, later... I'm more excited to talk about Tech.
Okay. Yeah, it's called Riot Racing, and it's basically pod racing, but with weapons. And not secret, like, Sebulba is a jerk cheating weapons. Like, they all have weapons.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And it's like dirty weapons, too. It's not like just shooting each other. It's like grabbing each other, pulling each other into each other's like weapons. It's,
yeah, buzzsaws.
It's like a strategic thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, typical for Star Wars racing or Star Wars competitions ever because people are afraid to lose.
Yeah.
Specifically gang members. I don't know what it is about losing for them. But they need to work through their issues of rage quitting.
Fair. The like she's like, oh, this is my racer, and his name is Teo, and it's like the guy, what's his name? It's like the guy from Parks and Rec. He's really funny.
Is it?
Yeah. It's like the like, he is the worst. Like that guy. Like Tom Haverford's friend.
Oh, is he short?
Is his name Ben Schwartz? I'm not sure. Like, I feel like I remember that's what his name is, but now I'm not so sure.
Sonic.
Oh, Axel says he's Sonic as well. Is that true?
He's also,
Did you see that one? This is... Oh. That's him. I don't know him, but yes. I don't know who he is in that show.
Yeah, Ben Schwartz. It's totally Ben Schwartz.
Why is he standing next to Sonic the Hedgehog?
Because he's Sonic in the movie.
Makes sense. Yep.
yeah, he was in Parks and Rec. He was in The After Party. I'm trying to think of anything else I've seen. Apparently he's in DuckTales.
This isn't really relevant, but what is... I heard that there's this director that I think he directed, like, the Transformer movies. He's, like, on trial because he shot a pigeon.
That's news to me, I guess.
It's like Bob something.
I don't know who directed the Transformer movies.
Oh, yeah, because they weren't good. Transformers.
I mean, I'm sure they were fine if you like Transformers.
But who likes Transformers?
A lot of people do.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Michael Bay, I think.
He's in... Okay, now him I actually know.
Who shot the pigeon?
Yeah, hold on.
So Michael Bay shot a pigeon?
In Italy. And it's illegal to shoot pigeons in like certain areas because they protect pigeons.
Okay.
And he's on trial for it in Italy.
Is he getting tried with murder?
I feel like this is something that pigeon the murder. Dollop should talk about.
Well, like, I mean, they do American history and he's in Italy. So that's his own problem,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, but he's in America. Or fair. Not currently because he's in trial. But like... Michael Bay fights charges in Italy over killing a pigeon.
Weird tangent, but okay.
I don't know. Because a friend was like, oh, did you hear, like, Michael Bay's, like, a trial right now? And I was like, oh no, what did these directors do now? And he was like, oh no, he, like, shot a pigeon. I was like, what? I don't know. I thought it was weird and dumb, and I wasn't sure if you knew any information about that.
He just thought he could go to Italy. He was drunk with power. Like, they can't touch me. I directed Transformers.
I don't know. That was funny. But anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the robot. I did not like the robot. Like, I like him, mm-hmm. but he was way too overconfident for himself.
Yeah, I mean, but it totally, like, Axel called it immediately and was like, that's the guy from whatever, the After Party or whatever Axel watched that he was in. And I was like, what? Are you serious? And then I was like, no, that's totally him. Yeah, you're right.
After Party?
It's a really cool detective show that was on Apple Plus, I think, that we watched when we had Apple Plus.
You know,
it's basically like, and like, Tia Sirkar is in it, too. That's why I started watching it. Because it had Sabine. And so, like, they're all at this party and, like, somebody gets killed and then the detective comes in and, like, gets everybody's statements and, like, the whole show is them solving the mystery of who killed whatever.
Dude, speaking of murders...
Not pigeon-related?
No. Not pigeon-related. So, I have this plan, right? For school, right? We have to do this big, like, capstone event. Pretty much like a huge showcase that like the students put together, and we have to like create the menu, create like have our own servers, and like it's just a huge event that we have to all put together from scratch. Mm-hmm. And we're supposed to have like a theme for it. And I'm not in this class for this semester. I do it next semester for my last semester, right? And the team for this semester wants to do, like, a murder mystery. And I was like, man, that sounds really familiar. And in the library, you are encouraged to go and look at these binders that are from past showcases, because in case you don't repeat, like, showcases, right? Because, you know, they all have to be unique and different. And I work at the library. Okay. And so... I have to organize, like, books and stuff. And so I went over to the capstone projects, and I was looking through them, and I was organizing them. There was so many murder mystery ones. There was so many. And then there was, like, heists and, like, the same theme, because it's, like, they all have the same colors. It's the same menu. It's always in the 1800s. None of the, like, capstone events have ever been, like, in the 2000s. It's always like 1800s style, 1900s style, 1980s, 1920s is really popular too. There was even one about the prohibition of like alcohol and stuff. And anyway, I just I'm hoping, and I kind of, this is not going to go through because we probably need licensing and stuff like that, but it would be cool to do Star Wars because that's like futuristic more so. Ellie, even though it's like murder mystery? Time. No, not murder mystery. Yeah. I was just saying like it's just done over and over. Like it's always murder mystery, American food, French food, and then a masquerade party where like mm-hmm. they wear masks and stuff, but not the right mask.
There's a Nile masquerade in Midnight Horizon.
There's a what?
A Nile masquerade in Midnight Horizon.
They have really kind people.
Oh, you know what would be cool? What if we did it like Count Dooku's party? Like where Voss and Ventress went to like the gala?
The gala.
Gala.
I don't know.
I don't know. So now I'm like trying to think about different themes and I was like, oh, Star Wars, but I know I'm the only person that would say yes to that.
Mm-hmm.
I was just saying, also, I think it'd be cool for you and Mom to come, because then, like, it's a fancy event, too, so that way you guys can come. Like, wow, I did this to my parentals. Yay.
I mean, it's
look, it's
cool.
A cool event. But yeah, I don't know. I think it would be cool to do, like, a Count Dooku, like, a Star Wars gala event. That would be so cool. But anyway, yeah. Now I need to... I took pictures of every single capstone event that is the same repeating, so that way when I go into the class, I'm like, don't do this. Mm-hmm. Please. Let's not agree on this.
As you can see, our top three contenders, Murder Mystery with 42%. You know, 1920s with 21%, and American food with 9%. So these are the top three things to avoid. Hot dogs.
Hot
murder.
Dogs.
1800s.
What don't you guys like about staying in the modern times?
They want costumes.
Yeah.
And that's where my 1980s Labyrinth murder mystery comes in. You get all the wonder of an 1800s costume.
I mean, the thing is, like, I would think it would be cool if they wanted to do it like Glass Onion style or something. Okay. Like, and like, make it that kind of theme.
You don't have
but
an island.
Theme... or like Knives Out, either one. But because, oh, and then like the professor of the class was like, no, we can't do murder mystery because like there's a bunch of things going on in America right now. We can't do that. So we're going to do a heist instead.
I was it's like, not a mystery. Okay. The American did it.
So now it's a heist. But my thing is also, like, we are culinary students. Obviously, maybe some of us have, like, different hobbies or something. But I don't feel like a culinary student can come up with a good heist or, like, good murder mystery. I could be completely wrong. But it reminds me of, like I was talking to my friend, and I don't think they got the joke. But I was like, it's like putting a loaded gun on the table and turning off the lights. It's just dumb.
So dumb it's genius? No, it's just dumb.
No, it's just dumb.
That's the best.
Did you know if you play Among Us, they have
his little
the skin?
Outfits.
His outfit.
That makes sense.
It's so good. But anyway, this is a long tangent. I hope it can be Star Wars based. That would be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it is, Dad, you need to, like, you need to bother every Star Wars person you know so that way you can get the Voss and Ventress outfits and make it. That would be so cool.
Lizzie, once again, I have bothered everybody I know repeatedly that has anything to do with Lucasfilm. And have so far come up on, have failed.
Maybe we need to, like, invite them to dinner. Like, I need to make a glorious Star Wars feast. And then...
Oh, there you go.
There we go.
Real quick, to interrupt your tangent with another tangent, Rick Villanueva over at Jam Transmissions was listening to our podcast, and it's like a picture of the Happy Soup clone. And he's like, me listening to the latest episode. and it's the Happy Soup clone, but he has the podcast on the tray. And then he gets hit with all the crap, and it says, me, Crosshair Slander. Rick, I just want you to know that nothing we said was untrue. So that's it's not slander. It's just Crosshair facts, I guess, we're hitting you with. And also, I think he was the one, remember I was tweeting about, or I was telling you that tweet that I saw that was like the timeline of modern times as if it was Star Wars? So I guess that was him, because he has it here. And it's like 2019, The Rise of Skywalker. 2018, The Force Awakens. Like, as if it was in our times. Like, 1993, mm-hmm. The Mandalorian. Rogue One and A New Hope, 1984. Rebels, 1979. Solo, A Star Wars Story, 1971 to 1974. The Phantom Menace, 1952. But I saw one that was, like, even older, and then it was like, you know, The High Republic, you know. 1723 or whatever. Mm. You know. So that's pretty cool. Good. Yeah. Shout out to Jam Transmissions. Get all your Crosshair slander here.
I thought it wasn't slander. I thought it was just truth.
That's what I say, man. You let him, he might get more clicks if I say slander. It's not a YouTube channel, I guess. So
but anyway, my tangent is done.
Teo, the droid,
yes.
Who's also Ben Schwartzman, is very funny. Yes. I like his flippy face and how he keeps like walking away and then the face flips back and he's like, as you were saying. So I think that's really funny, like the design of the droid.
Like, I liked him at first and then he got super cocky and I was like, no, you should not do that. But yeah, I like that Tech was studying the races, but he was like, man, it's like so unpredictable because these people are unpredictable. And, mm-hmm. you know, usually, but sometimes certain tricks that they do aren't. But I thought it was cool that he was like analyzing it. And even the robot who should be analyzing this stuff is like, that's not how you win. Like, you're silly.
The robot's like, you gotta have heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So, yeah, I thought that was funny.
So then we meet think this guy's name is Sidaran Scaleback, or Sidaran Scaleback. And he's like
gangster?
Yeah, he's like a Dawutan, like kind of like Grumgar. Mm-hmm. And then he's got like his racer that looks like one of the guys from episode one, but it's not him.
I don't like that guy.
And I think the place they're at is called Safatoma, because the little quote is like, it's been a long time since I've seen your shiny claws around Safatoma. So that's like mm-hmm. the town or the racetrack or I don't know what. So they like make their little side wager or whatever that, you know, her guy's going to win and his guy's not going to win.
Why?
And then it's like racing time. And I like that they have the thing. Like, remember when Anakin was racing? They had the little like screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because she has one like that. And she's like, all right, like Jet Venom and Teo are in the lead. Yay. And then like also like Omega has the binoculars. Very much like episode one. And then Tech is studying mm-hmm. on his own little thing.
Yeah.
It was cool. What the heck?
Yes. But then the gangster plays not dirty. I guess I can't really say they played dirty because that was just the rules. Like,
but it's like two of them team up on the one, like, because he also has the other guy, like, and he's like, activate the thanana. And it's like the one, so it's like two racers working together to take down this one person. So that's kind of jerky. That seems against the rules.
It's like if you were playing like Fortnite, but just like as like one player, there's a like you can report people for teaming up with other people and like killing each other or killing other people together. Mm-hmm. See, that's the illegal part.
Right.
You can't
right.
do that.
Yeah, so that's what this was like. It was like the two racers, like he bought the other racer and called him, and then they like the one racer grabs the thing with the claw and the other racer gets the buzzsaw, so they like destroyed Teo's thing.
Yes.
Racer.
Yeah. his body too. Like he dies, but not really. He's kind of all broken.
Yeah, he's all wrecked. Okay. Yeah, so he loses the thing, like the pod race is destroyed and he's destroyed, and then it's like, I forgot what the thing was, but like basically he's trying to take Cid. And they're like, no. Go ahead.
Yeah, they were gonna take the money, and then Cid was like, I'm good for it. I'm good for it. And then he was like, no, that's not how it works. Anyway, all right, come here then.
Yep.
And then that's when they try to take Cid, and then Omega is like, no, we can do it. It's okay. Let's just do it again. If we lose, we owe you double.
Yeah, like double or blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, well, I'm going to take Cid for collateral.
Yeah. And I was not scared. Scared is like a weird word to use, but I was worried that like Omega was going to try to race. So I was like, no, I want Tech. I want Tech to race.
Yeah,
I was like, Tech should be racing.
It makes too much sense for Tech to be the guy. He's like, he was already like, I am studying the layouts of the track. Very interesting. And like asking questions when they're racing. He's like, why does nobody go in the left lane? Because it's a death trap.
Yeah, but I was worried that Omega was going to be like, I can do it. And then like go in, and then Tech was going to like give her advice the entire time. Because like I get like worried. Because like she's technically like the main character almost. But like in this episode, it seems like they're all equally pretty much the main character except like Tech. We don't know that until like later.
Right, right.
So then Tech was like, I can do it. Well, no.
No.
They get the robot up and running.
Well, so they're like trying to fix the robot, and the robot's like, hey, I can't wait to race tomorrow. Ah, where are my arms and legs? That was hilarious.
Yeah.
I was like, and scooched his little torso. It was a little bit like, remember when 3PO, Chewie's fixing 3PO, and he's like, I'm backwards. So that was funny.
Yeah. And then they do get him up and running, and Tech is like, we should modify this, we should make it faster, get rid of the weapons.
I thought they weren't going to fix the thing, because at first, like, he's trying to fix the droid, and Wrecker's like, we should be working on the pod racer, not the droid, like, you know. And I was like, yeah, that's what you should be doing. But then I was like, well, maybe fix the droid, the droid can help you fix the race, I don't know. You know. But, basically they fix the droid, and then they're fixing the pod racer and, like, trying to figure out how to improve it and stuff. And then Cid is over with the other guy, and they're having, like, a, like, hustlers like us never change, like, conversation while she's captured, while she's a forced guest.
Yeah.
Oh, and this was, like, this I think this might have been my favorite part of the episode, where, like, is it Wrecker? Like, so do you think you can win? And Deo's like, that is an obvious question. I will ignore that obvious question. And then, like, walks away, and then the little face flips back, and he's like, yes, yes, I can win. Yes, I think I can win.
Yeah. It was cute. But then, like, they get him fixed, and then right when the, like, the race is gonna happen, like, I think you put a picture.
Yep.
Getting, like, slammed in the beginning. Which, that part, I'm like, dang, that was, like, extremely unfair. I don't know what happened.
I thought it was going to happen during the race. Like, I mean, I'm not, like, a imagination genius or anything like that. But, like, a lot of times I can see what's being telegraphed in the story.
So, and
I'm very familiar with Star Wars. I don't know if you know this. Watch a lot of Star Wars, so I can like sort of see what's coming. I see the seeds. Hey, Echo's researching the thing. Hey, Echo's really kind of good at this. Hey, Echo's been the pilot guy on the team anyway. Like, I thought they weren't going to get him fixed, and then they did fix him, so I was like, okay, he's going to be racing, and he's going to get like jacked up, and Echo's going to have to take over. Nope, we didn't make it to the race. He got hit by...
Yes.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Tech. He got hit by another racer. Riot racer? They're not pod racers.
I think it's the same guy. Or maybe it wasn't. It was just coincidence.
Like a random, yeah. And then he's like, are you okay? Are you okay? I regret nothing. Hey, look. You can see Tech's blue pants.
Oh. It is just jeans.
They look like jeans.
Do you think Tech is jeans guy?
I mean, he might be. Is he safe? Is he all right? We have to wait till he gets an Apple Watch or whatever Jeans guy had on his on his arm.
I'm sure he would get an Apple Watch.
That sounds like something Tech would do.
Yeah.
No, he's an Android guy.
Or make... He'll probably just make his own. But yeah, it would but be like, have
it
like
would be
I feel like
because he would, fix it.
Yeah, he would like get he would like think about what iPhones and like can do good, and then what Android can do good, and just mix it together.
Yeah, Tech is on Discord and Hive.
Yes, but yeah, so he regrets nothing, and Tech is like, I can do it.
Yeah, I'm great at this.
I was screaming. I was like, yeah, Tech.
I was like, sweet, this is going to be rad.
Yes.
And I always thought his helmet looked a little biker scouty anyway. So I don't know why that has anything to do with anything, but biker scouts tend to ride, as far as my history with them, tend to ride speeder bikes.
Maybe.
And I always imagined, because like, they have like, the way the mask is, there's like a visor on it. And I was like, oh, it's like, you know, horses have blinders on them to keep them focused on the road. Maybe that's why, like, their mask is like that. Like, it keeps them focused on where they're piloting because they're going so fast. I don't know if that's true or not. It just looks really cool. So, Tech being a speeder pilot guy ended up working really good. And he's, like, arguing with him before he got hit by the car. He was like, well, if you just took off some of the weapons, like, well, you let me worry about the race and you worry about the whatever. You know, and then the guy died.
Yeah. So they go and Tech.
But he gets announced, remember?
Yeah.
Da 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 da. And Tech. Tech? Is that it? It's just Tech? That was hilarious.
And no one cheered for him.
Nope. Not even
Record. And he did like a little wave too.
Yeah, that was very episode one, you know. Anakin Skywalker, a local boy. Hey. That reminded me of that.
Yeah.
Even like a similar angle and stuff. So then they're racing and they're doing the race thing, and he's like kind of going through
he's
it.
But
he's in like last place. And like Wrecker's like, you have to be in first to win. He's like, I know that. It's called strategy. And then Wrecker's like, no, it's called losing, sucker.
Yeah. And Tech isn't really using the weapons. He's mostly just using the shields at this point. So, and he's like, man, I have too much weight. I need to be faster. And so he literally, and I didn't even know what he was going to do about that, because he was just talking about it the entire time. He's like, I need to be faster. And then I was like, okay, well, I don't know what you could do about that. Maybe there's like no speed boosts on that track.
Right.
And then he'd like,
F-Zero.
Pulls
you gotta
up
get the right
to
thing.
Omega, and Wrecker like drops the weapons because I guess that's like an
jettisons
option.
The part off,
and then speeds out.
And they're like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "They're like your weapons." And he's like, "They were slowing me down." And so now his like pod is just like nothing. It's like all stripped down because he has no more weapons. And like he had been talking about the droid, and the droid's like, "That's how we do. You know, you gotta fight da 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 da. But you would be faster if you blah 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 blah." And then he's asking about the, like, what is down the left way or whatever, you know? No, don't go that tunnel. Half the tunnel's missing. And he's like, give me the schematics for the left tunnel or whatever. And then he, like, jettisons his weapons. He's like, I can make it because I'm faster now.
And like, one of the guys, one of, like, the racers follows him to, like, destroy him, which is, like, not a good idea.
Right.
Because he was going way too slow for that. And, you know, Tech like zooms by and like can just I think he's like on the side because there's like no bottom.
Yeah.
So
very F-Zero.
You know, from what I know is like you have to be very, very fast to stay on a side. Or like just, you know, something like that. Like and the guy didn't see the bottom, had no floor, and he fell and died.
Yeah. And then he like catches up to them and they try to do the like double thing, like, and he like moves out of the way so they kid each other or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he wins the race. And it's like, yay. And they're like, Tech!
Yeah. And then they're all cheering for him. And I was like, you fake jerks. Fake. Didn't even cheer for him when he was up there.
If you don't cheer for Tech at his just Tech, then you don't deserve Tech at his he won the race.
That was the worst way to say it.
So they did did it all together, and then like Sid's like, well, I guess I owe you one, you know, and they're like,
yeah,
right,
but
fair's
the
fair.
The other gangster, when he was talking to Sid in the first place, was like, yeah, like, he was talking about, I think, just about their past and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe in the past, she was not a great person, you know, because they were gangsters. Mm-hmm. So then when they leave, the gangster, like, keeps a promise, and he's like, fine, takes it. And, like, he stops them when Sid leaves and is like, hey, be careful with who you trust, because you might have her back, but she might not have your back.
Mm-hmm.
Which is scary.
Yeah, he says, loyalty is admirable, but with Sid, it doesn't always go both ways. Like, watch your back.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, all right.
So, I don't know. I feel like there's going to be something where, like, I don't think Sid is going to try to betray them, but it might accidentally happen.
Well,
I don't know.
I think, like, they make Sid a prophet. Like, they're her best team or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're making Sid money. But if there ever comes a point to where they're going to go do their own thing and not make her money anymore, then maybe she won't have to be keeping their secret. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I wonder what's going to happen if and when that time comes. You know, like if Echo ends up sort of winning that argument and being like, okay, we're going to go start helping people. And they leave Sid to go do whatever else they're going to do. You know, could that be something that leads her to try to betray them, to keep her, you know, to keep them on, like almost
her
blackmail
power.
Them into working for them so that she can keep profiting off of them. Mm-hmm. She doesn't seem bad, but, you know, people are bad. People change. But also people, like,
yeah.
She also seems very, like, she knows how the universe works.
Mm-hmm.
But she's been good to them so far, even if they're mutually profiting, or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know.
But, yeah, and that's, I believe, the end of it?
Yeah, that's it.
I like this episode a lot.
Yeah, it was good.
I just like tech.
It was fun. I like that kind of, it's like weird, because normally, like, I like everybody in the thing, but removing Hunter and Echo, like, really lets tech kind of shine a little bit, you know what I mean? Like, separating the group out. You get kind of good moments like these. Oh, I didn't see that. Grina Malegi? Is that the, oh, Grina Malegi, I think, is the other boss, bad cram boss. That was Ernie Hudson.
For that.
He is a Ghostbuster. He's also
oh.
a cop in The Crow. He's in a lot of things.
Which one is that?
He's the black dude.
Oh.
The only black Ghostbuster.
Yeah, I was...
from
well,
the original
no.
two movies, sorry.
I was going to say, I was like, how dare you?
How dare. That's right. But yeah, from the first couple of movies. What is the next episode called? I do not know. Let me look at my little picture I just downloaded. Pictures. What pictures?
I like that they gave us the all of the...
Yeah, a schedule with the titles and everything. That's cool. The next episode is Entombed. And then after that is Tribe.
See, I like it because it scares me. Like, it's... Because then I can get scared and be like, oh no, what is going to happen?
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Entombed. Okay, so I guess we'll see what's going on. What do you think is going to happen with Cody? Just out of nowhere question.
I mean,
do you think they're going to hook up with him again, or do you think he's just off doing his own thing?
It seemed like he just left, and
maybe he lives in regret raising Viractyls to make up for his horrible crime.
Yes. I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping that maybe he finds Rex,
mm-hmm.
but also he's not with Rex later, so
right.
I don't know what's up with that.
Right, like we know he doesn't stick around long enough to be in Rebels, but like still they could meet or whatever, you know, who knows what could happen to him by then, but
do you remember when Rex gets knocked out and he turns to Kanan and says, Cody. Cody.
Didn't he say Commander?
No, he said Cody.
Oh. I don't remember that. What episode is that in?
The Last Battle, I think.
Ah, yeah. We should watch that. Well, we should rewatch Rebels.
But how come that super tactical droid is, like, so dope? And he has, like, Majora's Mask on himself? Like, little...
That he's in... He's the one that leaves Onderon. He's the one from Onderon.
What's that?
A planet that Saw Gerrera is from.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's, like, in the Clone Wars. It's the same tactical droid.
Okay.
Like, and then at the end of the episode, he says he's going somewhere, and then later they find out that he was there the whole time and didn't get the signal or whatever. But yeah. Tactical droids, man.
It's scary.
Good times. All right, well, not as scary as Entombed. Maybe.
Yeah.
Guess we'll find out in soon. No? That's fine. That's fair.
Soon. Soon. We'll find out soon. And, you know, it might be scary, or maybe it's just, like...
What if Entombed is a 1800s-themed gala murder mystery serving American and French food?
Then that is very much Entombed.
Mm-hmm.
Very scary Entombed.
A plus!
And you have to pay $100 for it, a ticket.
$120 a plate.
Right.
I like it. What is the Entombed menu?
Probably nothing good.
Wrapped burritos.
What's it called? The trail mix?
Okay.
Spare bones laying around.
Okay.
Spare not ribs. Good with Entombed.
Like a floral sangria, flores para los muertos.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. I'm done with that. That's gone about as far as I can go.
It's okay.
Okay.
I wouldn't know what to do either. And I'm going to school for this.
Somebody needs to study.
Yeah.
Study your 1800s murder mystery things.
Want to?
Okay. Well, just watch Clue. That's a pretty good one.
Clue?
You never seen Clue?
No.
You should.
Wasn't that mentioned in Glass Onion?
I mean, it's a good movie, but yes, I believe they mentioned it in
that. Isn't it a game, I thought?
Yeah, but they made a movie.
Okay.
I think it's on Amazon Prime. I know that's where I watched it last.
Is it a mystery?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe. I'm trying to keep up with Supernatural. Because, I guess there's nothing to keep up, but, like, I'm trying to watch it. Because when I was there with Mom, we watched season 2. And I was like, well, I've never seen season 1.
Yeah.
So I just had to, like,
what were we watching? About... We just finished Willow.
Oh, nice.
It was good.
More seasons coming?
I don't know. But the show was good.
Okay, that's good.
It was very enjoyable.
I might watch that after I watch... I need to catch up with a lot of things.
Stuffs. Oh, but we're all looking forward to The Last of Us, right?
Yes.
So that's the next thing that we're probably all going to watch. All right. Well, where can people find you and Star Wars Geek Girl on the interwebs?
You can find Star Wars Geek Girl at StarWarsGeekGirl.com. Instagram, Star Wars Geek Girl, or SW Geek Girl. And also on Hive, I'm pretty sure. Anywhere where you listen to the Rogue Rebels, you can listen to Star Wars Geek Girl.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Hey, check us out at the Rogue.
Episode soon.
Yes. Check us out at TheRogueRebels.com. Make sure you're following us on all socials at The Rogue Rebels, except Twitter. We're a Rogue Rebels fam. We have Facebook pages with links to things and articles and pictures and costumes and TikToks and Instagrams. And I put my Victory Royale on TikTok because it's Luke Skywalker with a hammer and a pistol and a sniper rifle.
You should see if you can find the one where you got your first Victory Royale, because that was pretty cool.
Did you save it?
I wasn't playing. You were playing.
Well, because I don't know if I saved it.
Oh. Well.
Okay. Good times.
We'll see.
Yay.
Maybe there's a way to, like, look through past your other ones. I do not know. I'll figure it out. But yeah. Okay.
Nice. Oh, I did, like, we put the stuff on random. Because, like, you showed me how to do the random thing. So I basically put all our Star Wars stuff on random. So, like, I'll get things like Luke Skywalker with the symbol of the Sith Eternal on his back. And, like, Boba's Bantha gaffy stick or something. Like, which is sometimes funny and sometimes weird. I got Han Solo with Kylo Ren's cape today.
That seems
so I was like, all right. You know, so just, like, I wish I could, like, pick loadouts. Because sometimes I like to be like, you know what? I want to be Obi-Wan. So I'll be Obi-Wan with Obi-Wan's knife and my Jedi Starfighter. And now I want Zori with the Y-Wing and the Vibroblade and the this. And now I want Luke with a Grogu and a... I don't know what Luke would have.
I think
stick.
You can. If you go to this, like, the little settings of your outfits and stuff, I think you can make outfits. But I'm not sure. Check it out.
See. It's fun. Random is kind of cute sometimes and ends up being really funny because, like, then I'm a Sith trooper with R2-D2 on his back.
Very accurate.
Yeah. So it's good times. It's like, he captured him. So, I don't know. It's fun. Either way.
Okay.
I'm still having fun. And killing people.
Oh, that matters.
Yes. Oh. But I can't wait to see, man, if we had Bad Batch people, what do? When they make these things, they get like 3 skins. You know, like when Boba came out, it was like Boba, Fennec, and Krysantan. Right?
I think if it gets more popular, they might. But other than that, I'm sure.
So let's just say, if there was a Bad Batch, there's like 5 Bad Batch members. Who do you think would get the skins?
Hunter, for sure.
Hunter?
I don't know if Omega would, because she's small.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it would be like Hunter, Crosshair, and like maybe Wrecker for fun.
Mm. Oh yeah, what Wrecker would be good actually. I feel like it would
be
Hunter,
would
be Wrecker, and then like definitely the ship. The Havoc Marauder would be the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And then what
I
for
think,
their stick?
Do they like? Because I can't think of like a villain other than like Crosshair.
Oh, that's how they do it. They do villains too. That makes sense.
Well, I don't know. I think, you know what would have been cool? With the, like, Boba Fett skins, they could have done,
Cad Bane?
Yeah, Cad Bane.
Yeah, that would have been rad. Well, I guess, like, Krysantan was kind of a villain for a minute. Like, when the show first dropped, that's probably when the skins came out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, probably Hunter. I wish it would be Omega.
Yeah.
But I guess it doesn't make sense because she's tiny. So if I had a pick, it would be...
I was mostly thinking, like, what would be easier for them? Because if they wanted to, I feel like if they wanted to, they could make, like, Bad Batch skins. And if they didn't want to, but, like, someone was like, nah, guys, it's really popular, we, like, should. Having it similar to, like, the bodies that they already have, or, like, the same templates almost, like... Wrecker would be easy because they do have a lot of, like, buff characters.
Mm-hmm.
And Wrecker is just, like, a loved character. But they don't really have a lot of, like, children.
Mm-hmm.
So Omega wouldn't really fit. And then, like, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm just going to pretend land and say Hunter, Omega, and I guess Crosshair. Because I like the idea of having, like, the people that like villains. And also Crosshair just seems like if I was Crosshair making kills with a sniper rifle, that would be... Like, that would feel pretty rad. I can't deny this.
And you get, like, a... That would be cool if... Because it's not like Overwatch where, like, if you pick a character, you get certain abilities. But, like, it would be cool if there was, like, the, like, bad... Like, say there was a ship on the map, their ship, or something, like, related. There could be, like, little mirrors on the wall. So that way if you can just... Stay there, and then if people come in, just use that.
That'd be cool. Or maybe that could be like a special emote for him. He could just be like, bleep, 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 bleep. It would just look cool. And then what comes out next? Mando season 3. We already have Mando and Grogu. So what else? I would say they should do Bo-Katan, like maybe the heavy dude and the armorer. That's all I can think of right now.
Vizsla or something?
Yeah, Paz Vizsla. I mean, I don't know if they're going to be in the show, but...
I don't know if they have an Ahsoka.
Yeah, but she's going to get her own show, so they can wait for her.
Yeah, I figured. I was just like, yeah, I wonder like if when Ahsoka comes out,
an Ahsoka and a Sabine, how dope would that be?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would never need to use another skill.
Buddy up with your friends and then just like...
You could do duos.
Mm-hmm.
Ahsoka with a sniper rifle. okay.
Or with a hammer.
Oh, man.
Wrecker with a hammer.
I know. They should... Oh, no. I was like, if they invented something really cool, like... Because Wrecker is the hammer. Some sort of, like, dash move. Because they sort of, like, invented, like, lightsabers and Wolverine's claws. So, like, if they had some sort of, like, dash move that you could, like, crush stuff in front of you, that would be a thing that you could get with Wrecker, and it would make sense.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to go play Fortnite now.
All the things that could be.
Mm-hmm. Han Solo with Kylo Ren's cape.
I think Star Wars should hire us for, like, you know, having all these cool ideas.
Yeah. Just to yell at the Fortnite team. Like, okay, well, we're going to work today. Hey, Ezra Bridger, go.
Yeah, make it right now.
Mm-hmm. Boom, Alphabet Squadron, go.
Who's going to pay for it? Me.
Mm-hmm. Kira and Darth Vader, go. Darth Maul with robot leg, go. High Republic sir, people, go.
Sir, I'm so tired. Quinlan Vos, now.
Mm-hmm. High Republic people with three different kind of outfits. Mission, Temple, and Pathfinder, go.
Quinlan Vos with different outfits, including Gala Vos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They go up, they walk back into the office. We have to go here and figure it out. Okay, I'll follow you. Okay.
Yes.
Video games. All right. Goodbye, kid. Talk to you later. Thank you for joining the podcast. Thank you all for listening to the podcast. Once again, they are Crosshair Facts, not Crosshair Slander. And we will talk to you all soon for more podcasts.